6 months since the invasion of Iraq, this remains a war in search of a rationale.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
A massive search and a series of interrogations have yet to produce the weapons of mass destruction that was supposed to put the United States in imminent danger. Now the theory of a Saddam Hussein 9/11 link is being de-emphasized. This despite a Washington Post poll last month that showed 69% of Americans believing it likely that Saddam Hussein had some role in the attacks. In his May 1st victory speech, President Bush said that the Battle of Iraq is one victory in a war on terror that began on September 11, 2001. On NBC last Sunday, Vice President Dick Cheney said Iraq was the geographic base of the terrorists who have had us under assault now for many years, but most especially on 9/11. Then something remarkable happened. Last Tuesday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said he had no reason to believe that Saddam Hussein had a hand in the September 11th attacks. And more remarkable, the next day President Bush said, "We have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with September 11th. What occasioned the public put-down of the vice president by the president can only be imagined. Then there was the bizarre new justification for the war offered by Secretary of State Colin Powell. In a visit to the Kurdish region in northern Iraq, Powell said that the 1988 poison gas attack that killed some 5,000 Kurds was justification enough for bringing down the Saddam Hussein regime. What makes Powell's statement so bizarre was that at the time of the poison gas attack, he was President Reagan's national security advisor. And in those days, the American administration was backing Iraq in its war with Iran. And while the Reagan administration condemned the use of chemical weapons as a grave violation of international law, no sanctions were imposed on the Baghdad regime. "The world should have acted sooner," said Powell to Kurdish families at a mass gravesite. As a justification for the invasion of Iraq 15 years later, that is almost embarrassing. This is Daniel Shore.